David, what have you thought about the Jets offseason? The team has released a number of prominent veterans and obviously undergoing a youth movement here.
Yeah, I mean, when it was all going down in the offseason, it was kind of strange seeing some key veterans be let go who were mainstays and great players for the organization for a long time. All you can do is trust the coaches and front office and knowing that they make the best decisions for a team. And so far in the offseason workouts and these meetings, guys are getting after it. We're having fun trying to get to know each other and attacking each day 100%. And our goal is just try to get better, because we know every little small step that we take right now is going to help us in the fall.
Do you even put more of an emphasis as far as you being a leader out here? Because this is a young team.
Right. It is very young, and look across the locker room. It's not too many guys over 7-8 years in this league.
Not too many guys over 5 years in this league.
Right. And knowing that leaders on the team got to step up, myself included, and to show guys what it means to be professional, how to attack each day of work, and try to come out here and be the best team as possible.
What are your expectations now for Darren after you playing alongside him for a year, and he's got that under his belt?
Coming from college and jumping into the NFL, being a starter right away is a huge jump. Not too many guys out there that could come out and play on the same level as they did in college. It's a learning process, just like we all had, myself included. And I expect Darren to have a huge leap this year. I know that the game is going to slow down for him. He's going to start recognizing certain things out there on the field, which he may not have saw last year, because, like I said, it's his first time seeing a lot of things, so he's going to be able to process much more.
Do you remember those steps, though, for yourself early in the career, of where, hey, you came in as a rookie, and then that first off season before your second year?
Right. I noticed it immediately. I had a good inside linebacker room with Jonathan Vilma. Eric Burton showed me how to be professional, how to watch film, how to approach practice, how to take care of your body before and after practice. And I remember all those things to this day, and it helped me last 11 seasons in this league.
You got a new defensive line coach coaching on. You got a new outside linebackers coach and a guy that you're well aware of, number three all-time in NFL sacks list, Kevin Green, and then a new secondary coach in Denard Wilson.
Yep. Those guys, they're going 100 miles an hour, and they expect the players to do the same. And I think it's a good standard that they're setting, making sure guys are hustling and make sure guys know what to do and own up to their position and their roles on this defense. And I think it's going to be a good improvement.
On the other side of the ball, open competition at the quarterback position. Jets signed Josh McCown in the offseason. He's a guy that you faced a number of times in your career. This is his 10th team. Everybody raves about his intangibles. What have you seen from Josh now you're sharing a locker room with him?
To be a guy who's about to turn 38, I think it is.
That's right.
He's in excellent shape. Like, he's out there running with the running backs and the linebackers and drills and stuff, and beating a lot of us. So, over here, he's beat me or some of them. But he's a natural leader. You could tell he picks up things very quickly, and I think guys have gravitated towards him because he's been around this league so long, and he knows how to approach it.
You still love this? You got a lot of great passion for the game. Can you believe that you're heading into season what now?
11.
Can you believe it?
No, I would never guess I'll be playing 11 seasons when I first came in. But I've been pretty fortunate to be able to play a lot of football and stay on the field a lot. So keep my hat off to them.
You got a lot of football left, though.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.